Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
You may have heard about a fantastic initiative that's helping people with mental illness, a chain of cafes in Victoria called the Madcap Cafes. The manager, Anthony Cheeseman, has been in the media quite a bit in the last few weeks, sharing how this brilliant project is shining a light into so many lives. And Anthony joins us on Open House. Anthony, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. This Madcap Cafe, Anthony, is the initiative of the Mental Health Association in Victoria. Tell us how it began.
Yeah, it's actually owned by IRMA, which is Eastern Region's Mental Health Association. And they're an organisation that helps people that suffer from mental ill health in Melbourne's southeast. They look after approximately 1,000 people in the area. A need arose probably about 4 or 5 years ago that clients of the service used to tell IRMA that, you know, one thing we really want to do is get a job. And we had that fear of getting the job because we tell the employer that we have a mental illness, the employer will more than likely not hire us. And if we do tell them or we don't tell them and we do get the job, that within a couple of weeks we generally would leave the job because we can't handle the stress around it. So it became a need that, you know, when clients do get well, you know, what can we do? So that was sort of that side of the business. And the other side was that I used to run and operate a cafe at Dandenong Plaza in Melbourne Southeast. And it actually, you know, I suppose my driver was, you know, I sort of had, you know, I just wanted to help people that they were probably the community's most disadvantaged. And, you know, I had, you know, problems in my family with, you know, my father suiciding and grandfather as well. So I had that background, but, you know, I had no mental health training. But, you know, So they came across each other, the CEO at IRMA and myself, through a meeting that I went to. And, you know, I had a need and they had a need. And it sort of changes the way, I suppose, that we look at mental health, especially in the sector, that it changes the way day programs run.
And yes.
They acquired my business in August 2008. And, you know, we sort of started the business from there.
It's a tremendous initiative. Other than your contact with both the cafe industry and mental illness, what was it about the cafe that of all occupations lent itself to this kind of endeavour?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, with cafe at the moment, you know, in the industry, you know, we demand probably good coffee, and it's sort of changed, the industry sort of changed over the last 5 or 10 years. And it's something that, you know, the lower the unemployment rate in the country, you know, it sort of tends to turn towards people, like people that suffer from, you know, problems that can we get them back in the workplace because we do need them. So there was a need arose due to, you know, that job shortage in the sector. And I suppose the cafe sort of puts people out there that, you know, it could happen to you or me. I think that was my sort of driver behind it too. You know, if I suffered from a mental breakdown tomorrow, how would I like people to treat me?
Yeah.
And I sort of instill that as a culture into our business that, you know, treat people the way you like to be treated, and it sort of works very well.
That's a very old saying.
It is.
So tell us how it works. Who do you employ?
Yep. Well, the goal of the business is that 40% of the employees in the business must have a disability. Now, that's our goal, and they will do 30% of the hours that it actually works in the business. So, you know, it's not a full 100%, but this is why it does work. It blends, you know, people that do and don't have mental health problems together. The way it works is, you know, I became the project manager once I sold my business, my cafe, and that's how we signed the lease. IRMA has what they call an all PDRS, sort of similar-like services around the country, have what you call day program, and that day program, you know, is sort of like what I call the bastion to employment. It's when people get to the stage of being fairly well. They do various activities within the service. So you might have, you know, 70 or 80 or up to 100 people in that day program who are looked after and supported by day program support workers. So what we did was we added what you call the MAP program, which is the Madcap Aspirations Pathway. Aspirations is the actual name of the day program. And that's a 40-hour pre-voc program within the day program that, you know, when people sort of say, look, I want to work at Madcap, what can I do? How do I get there? And that's probably the most important part of the whole program. It's getting them ready, you know, job ready.
Yes.
a lot of these people, you know, some of them haven't been outside their house in 10 to, you know, 15 years. They've never had to get up because of their illness, and it's a pre-vocation program. So when they get ready, after the 40 hours, they do a trial shift at NACAP, and then if that trial shift goes well, then they move into the cafe for a 6 to 9 month traineeship.
I suppose I'm bound to ask this. Does it always work with people, or are there people who really struggle to find back in the workforce?
I had probably, you know, when I went into this, you know, 3 years ago, I said I have no mental health training, and I believe that, you know, we can help anybody and anybody if they want to, and with the right help and support can turn around. But I had no idea how, you know, a mental illness can actually afflict someone, and it's not a, you know, oh yeah, it's here today, gone tomorrow, and in 6 months' time we can train someone, and when they go to work at Gloria Jean's, their illness doesn't happen anymore, it never reoccurs. And it's stuff, everybody is different, yes. And you're right, like, some people can do the 40 hours in 3 months, some can do it in, you know, a week, sometimes it can take them a year. So that's the whole, the beauty about our program is that it's self-paced, and when you are ready, and, you know, you can have the opportunity to work at the cafe.
Anthony, it's a wonderful thing. I'd like to read our listeners some of the quotes from some of your employees. Here's one. I came close to throwing in the towel a few times, but Madcap picked me up, dusted me off, and pointed me in the right direction. Here's another. I'm a taxpayer again and very proud that I'm well enough to be a good worker. Still another. I used to exist. Now I've got a life. This must be tremendously gratifying to see this changing people's lives.
Yeah, and I think it's more the family surrounding the person as well. You know, I liken the idea that, you know, they're the driver of their Formula One car, and we're the pit crew. And, you know, you don't win the race unless your pit crew, you know, does a good job around you. But at the end of the day, part of your pit crew is your family. And, you know, I think indirectly it probably affects up to 100 people by just giving someone their life back, by just, I suppose, being part of society and doing what we all do, which is get a job, pay taxes and move forward.
That is making a difference. Can you tell us a couple of stories about people whose lives have been really turned around by the cafes? Just to be
practical. Look, you know, we've had people that, you know, we had one gentleman, he was weighed about 150 kilos, came to us 2 years ago. He was depressed. He suffered from schizophrenia, hadn't worked in 25 years, so never had a girlfriend, never had a car. So it was a big burden on his family. He was an alcoholic as well, was homeless a lot of time in the past 25 years. And he came to Madcap probably 2 years ago now, and he was very bad. He was probably one of the, you know, the clients that you'd think, oh, my goodness, this could be a 2 or 3 year project, or it mightn't happen at all. And he was supported and saw the idea, and he has very good family support as well. And we gave him the opportunity. You go forward 18 months, the guy, you know, he actually, he dropped 40 kilos. He's ran 2 half marathons now. He's got a girlfriend. He's bought himself a car. My mum and his mum are nearly best friends. So it becomes and the family's changed as well. And you can see his mum, even the way she looks and dresses and presents herself, is so proud of her son, who now is, you know, a person who contributes to the community. So that's probably the best, I'd say, the best outcome that we can have. And a really good story.
I'm just aglow to hear of this. The interesting thing is that it's not just about the employees. There's also the customers. What's the cafe done, tell us that, to change the public perception about mental illness among those who come in for coffee?
Part of the big thing is, because of my retail background, I said, you know, we must be front, main and centre of this cafe. Has to be in mainstream shopping centres. We have to affect as many people as we can, but we have to look like a cafe. But we have to do it better. And, you know, the only subtleness of the cafe is we have a message on the wall that lets them know what we do. And some people can go to the cafe 3 and 4 times, get, you know, great food, great coffee, and served by people who smile at them, which is a rarity in today's you know, climate as well.
Yep.
But the good thing about that is they'll come 3 or 4 times. Now, then they read the message and then break down. A lot of people will break down and cry and literally say, this is fantastic. You know, my brother, my mother, my father has suffered from a mental illness. And I can know some of these customers. I have known them for probably 3, 4, 5 years, and they've never told me that in the past. And when they find out what we do, it's literally the community has embraced what we do. And And I think the other employers around are the same, because we try and say to them, look, we are training your future employers, employees into your businesses, because, you know, 6 to 9 months later, we don't want to keep our people. And that sounds weird, but we want to become a training ground and a ground for, you know, train future employees for other companies. So, but the customers themselves are just, you got to be sort of there sometimes to appreciate how they appreciate what we do. Yeah.
Wonderful. I love the saying on your website, at Madcap, we don't employ people to make coffee, we make coffee to employ people. Yeah. So you've got three cafes in Victoria. Yep. Do you hope to go further afield?
Yeah, well, I was in Ballarat this week and, you know, talking to services up there. We're also looking in Sydney. We've actually had interest from a like-minded organisation in Sydney, and we Westfield have been fantastic. They've actually, you know, sort of opened up a lot of doors for us. We hope to run a mainstream Madcap Barista Championship, which means we can then try and employ and train someone, you know, that has problems now, but gee, the end of the story would be fantastic if they can actually enter a competition.
Yes.
Because what it does to them and their family is amazing, but it also proves to the public that they can do it, and I think that's the main thing. I suppose the big thing we focus on is, you know, you'll probably see on the website as well, we focus on what people can do and not what they can't initially, and always believe if we do that, that works, and over time, what they can't do becomes what they can do.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
I think this is just absolutely golden. It's just given me such a lift to speak with you about this.
Thank you
so much for all the work you've done.
Thank you.
Anthony Cheeseman from the Madcap Cafes, and look out, there might be one coming near you. Thanks so much, Anthony.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks, Luke.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.